This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, thank you, Lucius. Congrats to the Uber Eats moment in an insane vote off on at GBAC Nation. Follow us when you get there, by the way. Uber Eats wins 52-48 against Luca. Here he is, Brian Broaddus, King of the Crusties with Crusty's Corner.
Thank you very much. Before I get to this Hall of Fame coach that was talking about your Dallas Cowboys, the Cowboys did make a release about these the staff updates, and I just want to run something by you guys. You know, Mike McCarthy in this release, you know, they got rid of Rob Davis, who was the assistant head coach, George Edwards, we talked about, Leon Lett, Skip Pete, Joe Philbin, and Kyle Valero, who was a quality control analytics guy. And this was the quote he said: "I want to thank these men for their hard work and dedication and contributions to the Cowboys. Each of them represented our team, our organization, a high professional level with class and commitment to making our team better," is what he said. When you read those things, when you read those releases and stuff like that, if you were one of these guys that just got fired and you saw that or read that or heard that,
yeah,
how would you feel? I mean, I think it's one of the stupidest things when the coach or somebody or somebody in the front office thanks somebody for that got fired.
About like Brett Maher when his teammates are trying to convince him that they still believe in him. You know, there's a great video that's gone viral of CeeDee Lamb like talking up Brett Maher on the bench. And it's cool. You know, it's like, wow, look at CeeDee. He's really doing a good job pumping this guy up. But if you're Brett, you know the guy's lying. This isn't the truth. You know?
You really think so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so if just like if you're one of these coaches and you read this press release, you're like, this is lies because I feel bad.
I like your answer. Yeah. I wonder if a teammate, I always just find it that the organization, when they, you know, that's, I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, they know the kicker's bad. They're hoping that the words of encouragement can pull him out of it, right? Yeah.
Right.
That's their last ditch effort. That's why you prop up Brett Maher, hoping that your words will give him confidence because you know he's lost it. And you're like, well, crap, it's just words. I might as well try it.
What do you guys think over there real quick? I mean, if you're one of these guys that just got let out and they put that out.
I'm not even reading it. I don't even know what other line of work does that happen where they send out releases after so-and-so's been fired.
Yeah.
Like, when does that ever happen? Like, I don't know. Whenever, if I'm fired from a job, that's it. I don't want anything. I don't want to see another email. I don't want to see another anything. That's it. And it's all just like fake. Thank you for whatever. They probably told me that to my face after they fired me.
Yeah. They do it like an Odyssey when somebody leaves the company. Right. And it's just like, yeah, thanks.
But they fired you. They don't think you're any good.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Why are they thanking you for like, oh, appreciate your effort and
I'm
all
not
that.
Paying attention to it. I'm just like rolling my eyes at that.
See, that's the thing. I would just soon not have a release. You know, announce the names. Why do you have to have a quote? Why do you have to thank everybody for being bad at their job, maybe?
Believe
them.
Yeah.
That's why I hate the release like that.
Yeah, because you don't do it after you – I mean, do they do that after they cut players?
Yeah.
Do we send out a memo every time? Thank you so much.
Those lies are private.
Yeah.
Well, most of the time, those coaches and front office guys just lie to the players. Like Gavin's talking about.
Yeah.
You know, oh, we're going to go in a different direction. And just instead of telling the person, like, hey, this is why we did it. You know, I'm going to be judged right or wrong whether I got rid of you. It might come back that I get fired too. But this is why we're moving on. We just don't think you can play. Mm. You know?
Mm-hmm. I wish I had 52 players just like you.
Yeah, that's that whole, you know.
But since I can't have 52, I don't even want one.
This is a hard decision for us to make, you know? No, it's not. Just be honest with the player. Tell them why you're moving on from them. I think they appreciate that more than being told, hey, thank you for your efforts and all that crap.
Yeah.
Just bothers me. All right. Bill Parcells.
Did organizations send out those after they fired you? Did they? Did we get a Cowboys? Thank you for all your services.
No, I didn't get one. I didn't get one. I didn't get one of those. My contract ran out in 05. That was Jeff Ireland told me that if Brian Gain did not take the Dallas job, that I was going to get to stay. And I appreciate. I thanked. See, there's somebody being honest to you. Even though with Jeff Ireland, I don't get along great. But he was honest about it. He said, hey, he goes, listen, I want to keep you around if Brian Gain doesn't take your job. And I'm like, cool. And he goes, I'll know here in a week. And sure enough, in a week, they knew.
He took your job.
Took my job. But I appreciate him at least being honest about it. You know, it wasn't like he kept me in the dark or anything like that. He let me know the situation. I'm like, all right, cool. That's what it is. All right. Mentioned about this Hall of Fame coach, Bill Parcells went on the 33rd team that our website that we like. You know what? It's guys like me. It's a bunch of guys that got fired or let go. You know, they're trying to tell you, coach you up on football, coach you up on front office moves. You know, there's some good dudes over there, but Bill Parcells, they had him evaluate the 14 teams that qualified for the playoffs, just overall, just all the 14 teams. And his comments on the Cowboys are among the most interesting that I found.
Oh, let's go. Yeah. We got Parcells on the Cowboys? Yeah. Updated thoughts?
This is juicy.
Yeah. In his assessment, he revealed his belief that the Cowboys don't have the top quality quarterback in Dak Prescott. But he did say, I do think he's good enough to win with.
Yeah, he's good enough to win with.
Sounds all fair to me.
Not how the Cowboys team build, but sure.
He was like, to me, that's good enough to win with, like, not good enough to win with the Super Bowl, or just good enough to win with?
I think he means Super Bowl.
I think he means Super Bowl, yeah.
If you're not first, you're last.
Like, he's not the reason why you're winning it, but he's capable of doing it if you have enough around him, kind of thing. Which you can say about a decent amount of quarterbacks.
Right. Like, he's not going to he's not a guy by himself that's going to be able to mask all your problems. You know, it's a championship. He's not going to lead you to a championship type of thing.
It's a very easy thing to say. It's in no way a hot take. It's very simple to say. There's like two guys that elevate their teams in a way that can have them cutting corners with the roster and they can still be in a title game. And then there's everybody else, and that's where Dak lies.
Parcells went on to say this. He says he likes what he sees from the team on defense, but the offense, particularly Kellen Moore's play calling, is hurting the team.
Ooh. I love this.
Hello. He's sick of the curl routes, too, on 3rd and 10.
Let's go. Somebody else is watching.
You think Jerry called Bill and got that? We need to make sure Jerry sees this.
They talk quite a bit. He said their overall offensive scheme has to be more balanced.
Thank you.
What's he mean, more balanced?
That's why I'm asking you guys. Is he right about this?
Yep.
I mean, they were just about a 50-50 split in a lot of games, more than most teams, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it, when you say balance, the assumption is run pass, 50-50, that kind of thing, or just more balance in the way that they attack teams. I don't really know. That's a little bit vague.
Parcells said, he says, Prescott would be better off taking the ball out of his hands more often and relying on the run game.
His own run game. Yeah, I can see that.
He's an old school guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bijan Robinson.
I don't know how you can run it any more than the Cowboys did. It just comes down to what Kellen Moore said before that playoff stretch was, you just got to be efficient, you know?
It could be an issue for the Cowboys next season, Parcells noted. Running back Tony Pollard is a free agent, and if he does come back, will be returning from a broken leg he suffered in the team's divisional round loss to the 49ers. Parcells quoted saying, I don't know if he can hold up for too long physically. You think Bill's watching your games if he says that?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's a narrative. He doesn't know, I guess, because he hasn't fully seen it, where this dude is just consistently, I mean, this year you finally saw it, but he did, I guess, at the end, he ended up getting hurt, but that's always been, the Cowboys made it a question because you've never gotten to see him just be unleashed until just now, and now they'll be able to use the caveat of, and he got hurt. Even though it took 20 games to do it.
I don't know how much he's watching, but I do think it's a fallacy that there's such thing as a running back type that's going to stay healthy. They're all going
to
get hurt.
Yeah, he's probably watching. Yeah. I mean, he did have to miss one regular season game this year.
Sure.
With that, was it Tennessee?
Yeah.
With the knee, you know, and so on a short week, granted.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I mean, I think Tony Pollard proved that he can be the number one back and make it through the majority of the season.
Yeah, to finish up here, Parcells was less optimistic about the future of Ezekiel Elliott. He ended his assessment of the Cowboys by saying he thinks the former first-round pick is near the end.
Yes, the end was near a couple of years ago.
That's true.
Yes. And I'm holding out hope that they can agree on a fullback role, and that in the offseason he can be awesome at it, you know, not just kind of good, like, oh, cool, Zeke's still on the team, but like be kind of a weapon in that sort of a role.
Pollard can't carry the load. Zeke's at the end, but they should have ran it more.
Yeah.
Is that the analysis?
That's the analysis.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Parcells there through Krusty's Corner in the G-Bag Nation. When we come back, it's time for the Mike McCarthy press conference. How much can he tell us about the massive coaching makeover that the staff is undergoing? It's next in the G-Bag Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.